This song was written actually kind of sort of for Michael Cuban McDowell some years ago at a convention where he was guest of honor. I have never had any of the things in his song happen to me, which pleases me greatly. Yeah, I've had a couple of mishaps along the way, but nothing really dire. The worst of it actually was the time that the limo driver from LaGuardia decided that he must be playing Spy Hunter or something. And you wouldn't believe the traffic we got past in a short amount of time. And you wouldn't believe how much I had lost in sweat by the time we got to the wrong hotel. And you wouldn't believe the look on my face when I saw that he was the one taking me back to LaGuardia. Oh, man.
Welcome to New York. Give us your money. Now leave.
Yeah, right. Looked like Travis Tritt, only not good. It was scary. And this one goes out to all the ladies. Ah, mademoiselle or monsieur. It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you here this weekend. And now, the convention committee would like to invite you to relax, pull up a chair, as they present The Big Lie. Be our go, be our go. Howdy, welcome to our show. Won't you tell us how your journey went? We'd really like to know. Smoking, coach, luggage smashed? Well, at least you didn't crash. There's no limousines or chauffeurs, but we'll send one of the gophers. They can drive, they can sweat, almost half can spell, I bet. And in fandom, no one ever travels slow. So every crunch and screech will wind up in your speech when you're our go. Thank you, so be our go. Here's your room, here's your key, here's your schedule as you see. We've got 20 different panels here and you're on 23. It's okay, don't be scared, for this crisis we've prepared. We'll divert all of the trickies to the local burned out stuckies. Here's your chair, here's your plaque, here's a gun if you're attacked. They're expecting David Prynne or Lobachold, but neither one could show. Besides, your rates were lower as a go. Feeling low? Well, here's a double case of Stro. Be our go, be our go, be our go. Life is filled with tension when you're chairing a convention. There's no hole where you can crawl and drag it shut. Ah, those good old days when I was rested, gainfully employed, not in this rut. 10 years now I've sponged off it, never saw one dime of profit, though I've sold pre-reg at 5 times 1 day price, subsisting on beer and beefaroni, made fun of in locus, you accept, then hocus pocus, it's a go, Jesus Christi, holy mo, it's a real published writer who makes lots and lots of dough. Hi there, pal, hey, my friend, hey, you busy this weekend? I'm surprised that you forget me, you were plastered when you met me, here's a book to critique, it should only take a week, I'm a genius, but I hope you'll tell me so. So I'm devoid of talent, still it is a gallant effort, though. Please say so. Be our go, you're our very favorite pro. There's so many that we wanted, you're the only one we know. See the nerds on parade, judge our lousy masquerade. Now exhausted and with blank wit, let's get ready for the banquet. Plastic pork, tungsten fish, bounce potatoes off the dish, and the filkers shake the walls till dawn or so. Get kicked out on your ear, won't you come back next year? We won't have good dough or folks you know, but even so, please be our go. Yeah, well. Hey, I left out the fine print. I didn't know geishas could fit into that kind of luggage.
Yeah, but Tom, you were supposed to bring them, not get them.
Oh, damn. Which is why I didn't read the fine print.